Okay, praise the Lord. Father God, open up deaf ears, open up blind eyes to see. May everybody be blessed that hear this podcast in one way or another in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today we're going to talk about those that, you know, as far as your employer, to the employee, there, you know, is it legal to withhold wages from those that work? Of course, we're going to say no, but we got to go by the standard that God left in his love letter, the Bible. Amen. And so if you would first turn with me in Leviticus 19 and 13, we want to look at it from the old to the new. Amen. Now, in Leviticus 19, 13, it says, "Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning." Now, this is the word of God. This is the standard. This is what we got to go by. So, number one, yes, we do have an answer that it is wrong. Okay? So, but what does it build? What happens with the people? Amen. First of all, it's fraud. Number one, it's fraud. Write that down. It's fraud. You're doing a criminal act, even spiritually, even civilly. Amen. In the sight of God. Number two, it is oppression. It brings a spirit of oppression, prolonged cruel or unjust treatment, or exercising authority, the power that God gave unto people. They misuse it, amen, in many ways. Okay, amen. So this is illegal. Okay, according to the next verse here, we're going to deal with is Jeremiah 22:13. Okay, this is how God speaks about wages, okay, of the people. It says, "Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, wrong acts, and his chambers by wrong, that use his neighbor's service without wages, and give him not for his work." So you begin to withhold the wages of somebody that work, it is not tolerated in the sight of God. Okay, it is not tolerated in the sight of God. This is how God feel about the employer holding wages from the employer, the worker. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, number three, Malachi 3:5, it talks about number three, failing to pay a living wage. Failing to pay a living wage. This is how God feels about it in his word. Prophet Malachi 3:5. "And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, said the Lord of hosts." Amen. That's how God feels about failing to pay a living wage. Number four, fraudulent withholding of wages. It's a crime in the sight of God to withhold or do, you know, to not pay people for what they work for. It's a fraud. You're fraudulent. James 5:4. This is how God feels out of the word of God. "Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, okay, kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth." Okay? The Lord of hosts. That is a problem in the sight of God. So, now I need for y'all to begin to pray, okay, because this is not right in the sight of God, amen? This is like a curse of selfish living, okay? So it's very important. This is called unjust gain. Because he's getting paid, and, you know, some of them are still getting paid. They ain't worried about getting paid. They rich, they got money, got property. They not worried, concerned about you. So this morning, I wanted to make sure that we go over the teaching to let you know that it is illegal in the sight of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So just start praying to God about what his words say. Amen. We have to put God in remembrance of his word. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Now, if this has helped you in any way, I want to keep on going with truth, different platforms. I need your support. I need your help. I am concerned about you. I pray blessings on your life, any form of fashion in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want to make sure that you know the Lord before I even ask for this. This is a ministry, Touch the Ear from the Heart Ministry. This is Apostle Vincent Williams, my wife, Prophetess Fenica Tate Williams. We are concerned about your soul, okay? If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he wants a personal relationship with you, and he wants you in his family, okay? He wants you in his family. He needs you. He wants you, loves you, and died for you. Just say, God, forgive me of my sins, and I realize that I am a sinner, and I need your son Jesus in my life. Please forgive me of those sins. And I accept your son Jesus Christ as in my life as my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ. If this has helped you in any form or fashion, please sow in and support us. We want to hear about your prayers, your concerns. We are concerned. So therefore, you always reach me at williamsvincent207@gmail.com. It's an urgency, 470-458-8748. That's my number. Sow in your donation, tithes and offering. This is a ministry that you can be led here. Just up to you, however the Spirit leads you. So it's going to be Cash App, Apostle Vincent Williams. My P.O. Box 870-202. Morrow, Georgia, 30287, or however, whatever avenue, Walmart to Walmart, we do take it however. We love you, and we pray blessings on your life, and we hope this has helped you in some kind of way. In Jesus' name, amen.